I Yeah. Trying to say that your sound goes this direction, but now your beautiful Slovenian translation goes in this direction, and I hear it in total. Yeah. I think with the chair it's easier for you. I was for so long a translator like you, so I have studied this very carefully. I had to translate for the devotees from English into German. So if you go now with your sound, that means all the devotees should come where your sound goes. There is now an empty space, so they can all occupy this empty. Yes. Then you don't need to speak so loud. It's very simple. Yes, this is, you will see, this is very good. Now your sound goes where it should go, that is to the devotees, and it doesn't go where it shouldn't go, that is to me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vrachaline Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashwajare Shatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Vishwadvaita Gadara Shivasadipi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I would like to introduce my lecture this morning. I wish to speak about that one thing in Krishna consciousness which can really make the impossible possible. And I thought to speak about this in relationship to the impossible dream of the Ljubljana devotees. This is a wonderful place, Slovenia, for spreading Krishna consciousness. And I think since a long time the devotees want to build a very nice temple here, which is even better than the one which is now. Is this correct? There is this dream to make it a beautiful, even more beautiful. It's already very beautiful. It has the charm of the partisan schools, the idea is to improve it significantly. And this is not easy because I know Ananta, is our temple president, is not very rich. And Madhyana Leela, the pujari, is also not so rich. How will this ever happen? How will this dream come true? And I would like with my lecture this morning to give a little spiritual contribution into this project, and hope that those who are in leading positions will feel inspired and will be helped. The verse which we are discussing today is a verse which is very much known and liked by the Vaishnava devotees. It is coming in our Mangala Archana, the prayers which invoke auspiciousness. And there is a reason. In this verse, we are requesting for the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By His blessings, everything is possible. And the author of this verse has personal experience how things which were impossible, I mean materially impossible, became possible. This verse is spoken by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of the final work, the authoritative work on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he wrote it, he was in Vrindavan and it was an impossible task. He had a problem due to old age, he was blind. He could practically not see what he was writing on the palm leaves in front of him. He had the problem which all elderly people have, that is forgetfulness. They cannot remember verses and so on. Yet, somehow or other, in his own words, yet I'm writing. I do not know how this is possible. He had all the palm leaves, the materials to produce this important literature. And he came to the conclusion that he's not writing on his own strings. He said, as a wooden doll is made to dance by the magician, I write as Madame Gopal orders me to do so. The image is very clear. There are these marionettes, we call them. Is it an English word? Marionette?
Yes.
My English authority is not sure. But you know what I mean. There is an English word. This young, he's not studied literature very much. It is a wooden doll which has strings attached to its arms and legs. And when an expert puppet master, what calls him here a magician, is making certain movements, then the hands, the heads, and the legs of that puppet start to move. He does not move out of his own strength. It's due to someone else who makes him move. And all of this, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes something about this, and I want to read to you a little bit his own description about his life. He said he had received an order from the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan to write about the last pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he got this order, write about the pastimes of God to us, he felt anxious in his heart. Can I actually do this? So he did something what is very necessary for someone who wants to get empowered. He felt unsure, oh, I can't do this alone. I must seek for help. So he went to the temple of Madan Mohan in Vrindavan to ask the deity for permission to write. He describes his experience. When I came into the temple of Madan Mohan, the priest named Gosani Das was at that time on the altar serving the Lord. So I went down and I prayed to Madame Mohan, please give me the strength to fulfill the desire of the Vaishnavas. Please, please, please let me write the nectarian pastimes of Lord Chaitanya down in a book which will be spread, which will be read. So then when he was still praying for permission, a garland from his, means Madame Mohan's neck, immediately slipped down. As soon as this happened, garland slipped down, all the Vaishnavas who were standing nearby all loudly chanted, Hari Bol! And the priest Gosani Das brought me the garland and put it around my head, my neck. And he describes but this how he received this garland. What was his reaction? How he felt? He said, I was greatly pleased to have the garland which was signifying the order of the Lord. And then and there, I commenced to write this book. Actually, we are very happy to have you for many reasons, but one is your good command of the English language. What does this mean? Then and there, I commenced to write this book. What does this word
mean? He began to write it.
He began, commenced. He began to write it. Maybe he made notes or in his mind he put the plan, but it's at this moment when he received actually the garland that he started to write. This is what we hear. Now, he wrote a book which is translated in the Slovenian language. It's a very influential book. It's I think this book has been translated in, 50 languages of the world, maybe more. When you listen to the BBT is presenting their service, they have like Telugu and Bashkarinska and this language and that language. You've never heard about it. And there is such a language. I think at least 50 languages. And according to one scholar, it's the final word, the final authoritative version which explains who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is his spiritual identity, and so on. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj could become proud, but he's not. He says, actually, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not my writing. It's not my poem. But it is the dictation of Sri Madan Mohan. My writing is like the repetition of a parrot. When someone dictates, the Lord dictates, now write it down. It's his book, I'm just the scribe, so to say, the one who writes it. Now, Prabhupada writes a very, very wonderful purport, and if you give me your promise that you will listen attentively and not fall asleep when I read it, I will read it to you. Okay, can we make this agreement? You will be extremely attentive.
Sankalpa,
yes. It will be very important for your own spiritual life. I will make it as easy as possible for you by brought my orchestra here. The sound is scientists have found out it's easier to digest the text here. So listen now. This Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually not my writing, but it is the dictation of Sri Madan Mohan. My writing is like the repetition of a parrot. Purport. This should be the attitude of all devotees. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead recognizes a devotee, he gives him intelligence and dictates how he may go back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad-gītā. Those who know, please chant with me. Tesham satatayuktanam vajatam pritikuryokam tadami kuryokantam yenamam ubhayantite. So, it's now about the Lord gives us intelligence. He says, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. The opportunity to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord is open to everyone, because every living entity is constitutionally a servant of the Lord. To engage in the service of the Lord is the natural function of the living entity. But because he is covered by the influence of Maya, or material energy, he thinks to serve Krishna is a very difficult task. But if he places himself under the guidance of a spiritual master and does everything sincerely, immediately the Lord, who is situated within everyone's heart, dictates how to serve him. Tadami Buddhi Yogamta. The Lord gives this direction, and thus the devotee's life becomes perfect. Whatever a pure devotee does is done by the dictation of the Supreme Lord. Thus it is confirmed by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita that whatever he wrote was written under the direction of the Sri Madan Mohan deity. Now, this the Lord, this is the end of the purport, and I think it's nice to know how Prabhupada introduces his purport. He says this should be the attitude of all devotees. It's the devotees goes to Krishna. He requests him, and he places himself under the guidance of the spiritual master and does everything as sincerely as possible. And then the Lord, who is situated within everyone's heart, dictates how to serve. He makes it happen. He works through the devotee, like a magician, and the words of Srila Prabhupada, works through the puppet and uses the door. My dear devotees, and my dear skeptical devotees, this is something for you to think about as you are hoping to offer to Srila Prabhupada and to Panchatattva newly approved temple of Panchatattvaji. It is something to think about, that you can come and pray, and in due course of time, that means when the Lord thinks it is the right time, he will empower you to make this possible. I would like to give you an example from Srila Prabhupada's life. Srila Prabhupada had received this, he said, this impossible order of his spiritual master. He was to go to the West and start in a place where there was really no appreciation of spiritual principles. An international movement which will spread the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is one priest who in the area of Mayapur who remembers how the Prabhupada was a grihastha. He would come regularly to the temple and pray something. And then he said there was a long lapse. Prabhupada had come yearly as a grihastha, but then he didn't see him any longer. But after some time, he saw a sannyasi coming to the temple, going to the place where the Srihasta Abhijalan used to sit, and he sat down at the same place, chanted, it was in the back of the temple, the backyard, and chanted fervently, the tears in his eyes. Now, it is interesting, this place in the back part of the temple is where the three generals of the Sankirtan movements would meet. It is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and Advaita Chari. They would meet there and discuss strategies for spreading Krishna consciousness. So this Grihastha had sat down at that place, and now the sannyasi sat down. So the priest, there is something going on, and he went to this sannyasi and asked him, "You are sitting down at this place, who are you?" Prabhupada said his name. He said, "I'm the humble servant of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur." Yes, were you before in another ashram? Yes, I was in the Grihastha ashram. And why? You are the same person? Yes, I'm the same person. Why are you going here and praying so much with tears in your eyes? And so long you come here, year after year, and then I didn't see you for some time. Yes, said the sannyasi, I took sannyas, I was in Vrindavan. Aha. And why do you come? Why do you pray like this? And then Prabhupada, who was in the renounced order of life, said, "I have this impossible mission to do. I have to go to the West and spread Krishna consciousness. And I'm praying here to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and Advaita Chandra, Advaita Acharya. I'm praying so that they give me the strength to do and fulfill this impossible mission." Hare Krishna. And then he didn't come any longer. Prabhupada had come as a sannyasi one last time to Mayapur to pray at the samadhi of his spiritual master. And at that place, then he went to the West and did his miracle, that is, to spread this, start this movement. By the blessing, by the sacred order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the blessings of Guru Maharaj, and also the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Chandra. This is a practical, let me say, modern example how it is possible, by the blessings, to do wonderful things. I would like to give you another little story from Vrindavan, because I'm going now to Vrindavan. My mind is full with Vrindavan stories. There was once, let us start like this. Not far from our temple is a place called Pakshistan. It's not so known. Pakshistan means the place of the birds. There is a bird place, and to this day the birds come there in the morning and they eat whatever they are fed, grains and so on. So some time ago, when you were not born and the world was younger, there was a very humble Vaishnava, a reclusive hermit. It was a forest, now more houses have been built, and he lived there. He chanted up till 2 o'clock at noon time. He rose very early at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then chanted up till 2 o'clock in the noon time. And then he went for Madhukari, and that means he begged his meals
And usually he would have two chapatis or so. And he would go home when he had two chapatis. That's enough. No need of Ljubljana sweets or Radha Govinda, the restaurant meals. He was just satisfied with two chapatis. People were poor and they could spare some chapatis, but not more. And he would eat. Now one morning when he was chanting, he felt in his heart that he should do some service. He felt that Radharani ordered him to feed the birds of Vrindavan. Because Radharani said to him, the birds have also taken shelter in Vrindavan, not just you, in the human form. The birds are also here, and they should be fed. They have taken shelter in my dham, and you should do it. Poor devotee, you know, he thought, but this is, who knows, maybe I had a dream, or maybe I was sleeping when I was chanting. So he didn't do anything about it. And the next morning, when he chanted, again he felt very, very surely that Radharani wanted him to eat the birds. He thought, but I'm so poor, I just have enough for myself. And he said, Radha, if you want me to feed the birds, you have to bring the food. I have only two chapatis a day. Should I distribute the chapatis? They thought, maybe Radharani doesn't want to doesn't want me to eat my two chapatis. So he was ready to distribute his two chapatis. So he was in a dear dilemma. So the next morning, again, early in the morning, but you must do something for the benefit of others. Don't be so selfish. The birds are hungry. So he then decided, okay, I will take I have saved one of my chapatis from yesterday. Let me go and distribute it by ripping it apart and throwing it to some parrots or whoever is there. When he went out of his little house, he saw five big sacks of wonderful bird grain leaning against his little house, his kutir. He thought, wow, this was Radharani. And he went. And on the sex, I should say, on the bags we say, bags of grain, he saw two chapatis. So he took all the bags inside his kutir, and that morning he started to throw the grains, and some parrots came. They informed other parents. Next morning, when he came out, there were already double the amount of parents prepared. Then by parrot post, it spread very quickly, no need of internet or Twitter. They Twittered themselves. And the news were and many, many, many millions of birds came. Then he had finished his big bags after some time. Then he prayed, oh Radharani, please give me more bags. He went out before his kutir, no bag. Then he prayed again, no bag. Then he understood, oh no, the queen of Vrindavan wants me to work and do my own. So he went out he said, I have this order to feed the birds of Vrindavan. Please give me. And people started to give donations to him in forms of grains to the farmers, so that every morning he could feed the residents of Braj, the birds. This was a long, long, long tradition. And I want to check into this tradition, what is going on nowadays and modern times. And I'm thinking, if no one feeds the birds of Vrindavan now, then maybe there's some service. Maybe bake some chapatis. Let me first go and find out about this Pakshistan, if the feeding of the birds is still going on. But here is a good, example of how, when we receive a divine order and we are serious, that devotee was serious when he felt, I should feed the birds. They are also living here. They are guests of Radha and Krishna. So if we have a divine order, we should sincerely place ourselves under the supervision of our spiritual master and under the supervision of the Lord. And then the Lord will give us the abilities. Prabhupada wrote about this. I'm foolish, I'm lowborn and insignificant, and I always desire material enjoyment. Yet somehow or other, although I can't walk, I will try my best. This is, and when a devotee is doing this, my dear devotee, when he begs sincerely for mercy, and he must be sincere. He cannot be an imposter or pretender. Then, by that mercy, everything becomes possible. Yeah, you know, life is not easy. Things are not always easy to do in our lives. Alone, without any divine help, what can we do? But with the divine help of Guru and Krishna, Hari Guru and the Vaishnavas, the Lord, the Guru and the Vaishnavas, everything can be possible. But we need to learn to pray to them. Do you know how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ends each single chapter of his Chaitanya Charitamrita? Madhuchandra, remember?
Rupa Raghunath Upadhyaya, something he prayed to Rupa Raghunath for blessings.
Yeah. Si Rupa Raghunath Apade Yara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. He remains consistent throughout his work, throughout his life, to turn to the mercy of superior Vaishnavas, Hari Guru Vaishnavas, and gets his mercy. These are not Vaishnavas for him, they are gurus, you know. They are Vaishnava gurus. So, my dear devotees, I would like to suggest to you that all of you who are residing in this temple, including the mosquitoes, I don't know if they understand me. I mean, everyone, that is what I want. Everyone, please go to the deities
please pray. I have been yesterday preaching here in your country, and I will try to preach this evening also in the public program. And I have seen people are so favorable. They are so kind to us. They are very nice people here. It's a very good opportunity for spreading Krishna consciousness. And please do this. Pray. I remember we used to pray every day in Heidelberg in the temple. My dear Lord, please send us new Sankirtan devotees. I remember we sent them. And new devotees came like this. But this is more on a personal level. Please pray to the deities. Please place yourself sincerely under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, and then something wonderful might happen. I have much more to say about collecting blessings, but this is meant to be only an introductory lecture. I have given in the past a whole seminar about it, because there are some things to observe, but for now this simple approach is sufficient. So thank you very much. I wish each one of you a very fulfilled day in Krishna consciousness, and please know hope is always there. If you do things on your own strengths, it will be limited what you can do. But if you pray, then for blessings, everything is possible. A layman can cross mountains. I think our Lalita Govinda, who was very ill, and now he looks more on the way to full health. You look on the way to pull him is a good example also. It really works. Everything is possible. Hare Krishna. I have come to the end. I like to talk about Krishna consciousness very much, but this is now the time where we should start our day. I think that it's a simple lecture. We don't need to ask questions. Also, we are a little late on. Oh, Lakshmi Moni. You guys always have good points. Please.
I just wanted to say that that priest who was in Shantipur,
yeah,
Acharya. So later, what happened was he saw some Westerners come to the temple. And they gave him a Back to Godhead magazine. And there he saw that picture of Prabhupada. And he remembered that this was the same sannyasi that he had seen coming to pray. And so he went to Prabhupada Chandradaya Mandir. And he said, I want to tell you this story so that you can appreciate the greatness of your spiritual master. And so then he told that story.
Thank you very much. You have understood the first part. The priest later got a magazine of our movement, and he saw a picture of that sannyasi, Srila Prabhupada, and who had come to the temple to pray. Then the microphone came, and the rest you had heard how he could connect the dots. Ah! He started this international movement and he came to the temple. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for this important detail. Okay, should we end here? I think we must. I wish you a wonderful day in the Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.